Coolum and Marucci, the legend of Mount Coolum and the Marucci River. Many years ago in the Dreamtime, a beautiful Aboriginal girl who was named Marucci was loved by another of her tribe, Coolum, a young warrior whose union to Marucci had the approval of the elders. One day, a mighty warrior named Ninderi, who belonged to a fierce and warlike tribe, stole Marucci while Coolum was out hunting. When Coolum returned and found that Marucci had been abducted, he set off in pursuit, following their tracks. He caught up with Ninderi and the captive Marucci before sundown. Fearing to demand Marucci's return from such a fierce warrior as custom decreed, Coolum decided to use a trick. During the night, he crept up to the camp where Ninderi lay sleeping, and quietly freeing Marucci from her bonds, they fled back to their own tribe's territory on the coast. When the sun rose the next morning, Ninderi woke to discover Marucci had escaped. Ninderi flew into a mighty rage, incensed all the more when he found the tracks that Coolum had left as he aided Marucci's escape. Ninderi immediately set out after the young lovers, Coolum and Marucci. When Ninderi caught sight of them, he threw a huge nulla, or club, at Coolum. The nulla knocked off Coolum's head, which rolled into the sea and became Majimba Island. Coolum's headless body turned into stone and became Mount Coolum. Birrell, the spirit god, had been watching these events from the sky and was deeply incensed by Ninderi's foul deed, and struck down Ninderi and turned him into stone, and he became Ninderi Crest. After all, Coolum and Marucci's union had the sanction of their elders and should have been respected. Filled with sorrow at the loss of her beloved Coolum, Marucci fled to the Blackall Ranges, where she wept so much that her tears flowed down the mountain range and became the Marucci River. Eventually, Marucci decided she wanted to find Coolum's spirit that had gone out of his body, and so that she could search for it, she changed herself into a swan. She still goes up and down the river and flies to swamps and lakes in her search, and so do her children, and their children, and so on.